This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Hage Ani. India is in close and constant touch with its nationals in Bangladesh through its diplomatic missions and amid unrest in the neighboring country. Around 19,000 Indian nationals are presently in Bangladesh, including 9,000 students. In a Sumoto statement in the Rajya Sabha over the situation in Bangladesh this afternoon, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said the bulk of the students have already returned to India last month on the advice of the High Commission in Dhaka. Dr. Jaishankar informed the upper house that New Delhi is monitoring the situation with regard to the status of minorities. Union Minister of Labour and Employment Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today directed the implementation of the employment-linked incentive scheme in a mission mode. The Union Minister said that the government is committed to creating a sustainable and inclusive employment ecosystem. Meanwhile, the ELI scheme aims to create over 2 crore jobs in the country in a period of 2 years. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today clarified that minimum balance is not required for PM Jan Dhan accounts and basic savings bank deposit accounts. She was replying to supplementaries during question hour in Rajya Sabha over charges recovered by various banks from account holders for non-maintenance of minimum balance. Director General of Border Security Force Daljit Singh Chaudhary made a visit to the Indo-Bangladesh border in the North 24 Parganas district of West Bengal today. Meanwhile, in view of the situation in Bangladesh, the BSF has issued an alert along the Indo-Bangladesh border to ensure enhanced security. The first National Space Day will be held on 23rd of this month to honour the success of the Chandrayaan 3 mission. The Government of India is launching a month-long campaign to highlight the remarkable achievements of India's space missions and to inspire the nation's youth. The theme for this year's celebration is Touching Lives While Touching the Moon, India's Space Saga. To mark National Space Day, various stakeholders will organize pan-India events to celebrate and engage the public. The Met Center Itanagar today forecasted that East Kameng and Papumpare districts are in orange alert zone and will receive thunderstorms with lightning and heavy rainfall very likely at isolated places. Meanwhile, except for Anjao, Dibang Valley, Lower Dibang Valley, Lower Siang, East Siang, Leparada, West Siang, Siang, Kradadi and Tawang districts, all remaining districts are in yellow zone alert. These districts will receive thunderstorms with lightning very likely at isolated places. The High Commission of India in London has issued a travel advisory for Indian citizens planning to visit the United Kingdom following violent protests and clashes in some parts of the country. The advisory urges travellers to remain vigilant and exercise caution while travelling within the UK. The High Commission has advised Indian visitors to stay informed by following local news and security advisories issued by local authorities. An awareness program under Stop Diarrhea campaign and the Jal Shakti Abhiyan Catch the Rain initiative was held yesterday at Government Secondary School in Likavali Division in Lower Siang District. The initiative was aimed to educate the students about the diarrhea prevention and promote effective water management practices among them. About 45 girl students will be given free coaching for the preparation of upcoming Arunachal Pradesh Staff Selection Board examination this year following Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao initiative in Changlang district. Meanwhile, the program was started by Deputy Director, Integrated Child Development Services, S. Longling. The East Siang police have arrested 2 drug peddlers from Ayang village in Merbo subdivision in East Siang district during raids on 31st of last month. Meanwhile, about 27.93 grams of heroin, 6 grams of opium, 3 mobile phones, multiple empty vials and cash were seized from them. Similarly, in a separate raid, 2 more drug peddlers from Assam were arrested at Bismarcknagar area in Roing. Further, 22.58 grams of suspected heroin, a mobile, a bike and a dao were seized from them. Meanwhile, the cases were registered under NDPS Act against all 4 at Merbo Police Station. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.